Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Between 1973 and 2004, the Dutch radio program TROS Session broadcast live jazz every week, featuring performers such as Bill Evans, Chet Baker, Art Blakey, and many other artists of note, often in their mid or late period prime. Now some of those Evans, Baker, and Blakey performances have been released on CD, and we'll hear them in the next hour. It's live from the Netherlands, the Session Radio Shows, coming up next on Nightlights. Pianist Bill Evans in 1975 with bassist Eddie Gomez and drummer Elliot Zygmunt from the Evans CD, The Session Radio Shows, doing Morning Glory, a minor hit for Glen Campbell and the song's composer Bobby Gentry, the same woman who wrote Ode to Billy Joe, another instance of Evans drawing contemporary pop hits into his repertoire during the 1970s, along with Paul Simon's I Do It for Your Love and the theme from MASH. You can hear previous Nightlight shows about Bill Evans that focus on his mid-1950s and early 1960s periods on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. In the early 1970s, a Dutch jazz drummer and cafe owner named Nick Volbrecht persuaded a producer for the radio network TROS to begin a weekly broadcast of performances from Volbrecht's club. Though Volbrecht would pass away several years later, the broadcast would continue from his cafe and from other venues in the Netherlands. The program featured many notable veteran jazz musicians who were touring Europe and lasted until 2004. Now, some of the performances selected by original program co-producer Cees Schrama are becoming available on CD, and they give us a chance to hear those jazz veterans in a 1970s and 80s context, playing in a relaxed but vital manner. Coming up, we'll hear pianist Bill Evans in a duet setting with bassist Eddie Gomez and with harmonica player Toots Thielemans. And we'll hear Chet Baker with guitarist Philip Catherine. First, drummer Art Blakey, whose long-running Jazz Messengers group was often referred to as the Hard Bop Academy for its function as a proving ground for young musicians such as Lee Morgan, Woody Shaw, and Wynton Marsalis. Here's the 1978 edition doing saxophonist Bobby Watson's ETA on Nightlights. Thank you. Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers performing Bobby Watson's ETA in 1978 with Watson on alto sax, David Schnitter on tenor sax, Valery Ponomirov on trumpet, James Williams on piano, and Dennis Irwin on bass from the Blakey CD, The Session Radio Shows. Pianist Bill Evans is renowned in jazz histories for his turn of the 1960s trio with bassist Scott LaFaro and drummer Paul Motion, a group that helped set the template for modern jazz piano trios with its emphasis on a more equally directed, conversational kind of playing. In recent years, critics and fans have taken another look at Evans's 1970s period, and the session tapes give us the pianist in several different configurations, starting off with a series of intimate duets between Evans and longtime bassist Eddie Gomez, a concept that would later translate into the studio record Intuition. We'll hear their take on Some Other Time, the Leonard Bernstein song that Evans once famously turned into the improvisation Peace Piece. We'll also hear Evans with his last trio, joined by harmonica player Toots Thielemans, who had recently done the Affinity album with the pianist. First, Bill Evans, Eddie Gomez, and Some Other Time on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pianist Bill Evans joined by Toots Thielemans on the harmonica player's tune Bluesette in December of 1979, with Mark Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums from the Session Radio Shows. From the same CD, we also heard Evans with bassist Eddie Gomez in 1973 doing Some Other Time. I'll have more music from the 1970s and 80s Session Radio broadcast in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients. On the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Live from the Netherlands, the Session Radio Shows on Nightlights. I'm playing music from recently released CDs of 1970s and 80s radio broadcast from the Netherlands program TROS Session on this edition of Nightlights. There are plans to release more CDs featuring performances by artists such as Jerry Mulligan, Stan Getz, and Clark Terry, and I'll be highlighting those releases in a future Nightlights program as well. I'll return now to Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. In the first half of the show, we heard a 1978 edition of the band with saxophonist and musical director Bobby Watson. We'll fast forward now to 1983, and trumpeter Terrence Blanchard has taken over the director duties in the wake of Watson and another musician who's given him a tough act to follow, Wynton Marsalis. The band continued to update its repertoire, but some things never changed, like the necessity of including several Messengers classics in any given performance. Here's Art Blakey's Class of 83, with soprano saxophonist Jean Toussaint delivering a standout solo, doing the Bobby Timmons hard bop standard Moanin' on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers doing Bobby Timmons' Moanin', with Jean Toussaint taking the soprano saxophone honors, Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Donald Harrison on alto sax, Johnny O'Neill on piano, Charles Fambrough on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. The TROS Session radio broadcast offers some high-quality recordings of some jazz artists whose latter years have been documented in excessive or haphazard fashion, and whose musical reputations have sometimes been undermined by the stories of their personal problems in those years. Bill Evans, whom we heard earlier in the show, was one such artist. Trumpeter Chet Baker was certainly another. Though Baker's long physical decline as a result of drug addiction has become a part of his legend, the Baker Session CD release finds the trumpeter in fine form throughout the mid-1970s and 80s on everything from standards such as I'm Old Fashioned to bop warhorses like Ray's Idea. Baker biographer Jerome DeValk says that the notoriously erratic Baker always seemed to be on time for his session performances. The only one he missed was the one scheduled for the night that he died in 1988 after falling from a hotel window. Here's Chet Baker blazing his way through Hal Galper's Margarine on Nightlights. I close with trumpeter Chet Baker performing J.J. Johnson's Lament, and before that, Margarine, both from Chet Baker, the Session Radio Shows. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.